Okay, and now to the home screen on The Screen Show. We're talking TV with our resident TV critic, Lauren Carroll Harris.
Hey, Jason.
Good morning. Now, I believe you're taking us into some pretty... in fact, I know, because I've watched it during the week, and I'm pretty... why am I always traumatised with this segment? You show me these things which are quite traumatic. So where are we this week? What? We're in Britain.
Yeah. Last week we talked about Camping by Lena Dunham, and I felt that was a little glossy, and it was actually a re-envisioning of a UK sitcom, also called Camping, by Julia Davis. And this week Julia Davis has her new show out on Foxtel's Fox Showcase channel. So
we're going
to
deep dive here. I thank you for it, because even though it is kind of very bleak, it's incredibly funny. This is laugh out loud funny, this show.
Oh,
Sally
yeah.
Forever.
I mean, I find it relaxing. I don't know what that says about my psyche. But yeah, this new show, Sally Forever, really pushes deep into the humour of repression and perversity, I would say, in the grey British suburbs. And it centres on the identity crisis of a very resigned office worker called Sally. And she's played by Catherine Shepherd. She's in the doldrums of a 10-year relationship with a very dull, very deluded man called David, who I think in a really nice repressed touch is obsessed with Sally wearing his mother's wedding dress at their own wedding. And he delivers what I think is probably the most tragic marriage proposal.
This is so cringe-inducing.
Yeah, and you really have to envisage him down on one knee and opening this box, and it's quite a plain, ordinary ring. I mean, just please stick with this. Don't go anywhere.
I know my timing's terrible, but I love you, Sal. I love you. I want to look downwards and I want to start a family with you, please.
David.
Please say yes. Sal, we've known each other for 10 years. I'm so ill. Please.
She's got
you. I don't know, Sal. Please say yes. You're not going to be any younger. You're not going to meet anyone else. Please, Sal.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Oh.
The begging, imagine.
And it happens in their dreary little suburban kitchen.
Yeah, in a very sad place.
A balding man, I should say, as well. And there's something... We're going to talk about two balding men today in this discussion.
True.
One of them, rest assured, gentlemen who might be listening, one of them is actually quite a sexy kind of screen...
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
Screen dude. This guy's not so sexy.
No, and Sally reneges on her kind of very reluctant yes to the proposal and leaves this really kind of placid heterosexual world for a woman called Emma, played by the creator, Julia Davis, as a real wild unit. Like, Emma is a tornado of a woman and very manipulative and very narcissistic. But I must say, you know, this show, Sally Forever, it's not just monstrous. I think there's something really psychologically insightful here.
Do you think? What
is that? I do. I think that Emma, this kind of tornado woman, enters Sally's life at a time when Sally's really craving drama and craving newness and irresponsibility. And there's something about this desire to lose control and lose inhibition. And this humour in the context of a particular type of British humour, of passive aggression and humiliation.
Remind me of The Office.
Yes, very much like The Office in that it's way beyond cringe comedy.
Or Peep Show, of course.
Yeah, very much in the Peep Show vein of the comedy of awkwardness. And I think, Julia Davis obviously deeply understands something about these aspects of human behaviour. So even though, I mean, I think sometimes the show's a bit too broad at times, she's actually navigating some really complex terrain.
Reminded me a little bit of, I mean, the figure of Emma is basically... on one level, a bad, toxic woman, I guess we could say. But it's a totally different sort of depiction of someone becoming sort of, I don't know, gender curious, is that the word, from The Bisexual, which we talked about last year, which was which is a show about a woman who goes straight, a lesbian who goes, or, you know.
No, I think that Sally Forever is exploring a totally different area, a really underexplored area of, you know, diversity and representation and queerness on screen, and that it's not at all aspirational. And they've gone in a pretty brave direction by having, Emma is basically like a non-homosexual sociopath. And I really want you to hear just how cruel she can be. This is, you know, after Emma actually moves into the dreary English house that that Sally used to share with her former fiance, David.
Hey. What are you cooking?
Crazy salad.
Just to say, David wanted to pop over and water the plants.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. Well, he can pick up all his stuff, then it's all boxed up. You can pick it up and go.
I actually said he'd stay for brunch. Is that okay?
Sal, he's got such a toxic energy. I really don't want him.
I know, I'm sorry.
It makes me feel sick. Just looking at photos, I don't know what it'd be like to actually be around him.
He still owns the house, and I think, you know...
Yeah, so we actually need to sort that out, because you lived with him as a common law wife, so we need to get that back off him.
I don't know if that's a thing, though. The common
it is.
I think they said that common law wife isn't the thing.
No, it's a thing. It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's a thing. Very funny. Tell me about Julia Davis, who wrote this Emma character and who brings her to life.
Well, she's a really fascinating woman, and I feel she's quite underrecognised in Australia. She has acted in Steve Coogan's Alan Partridge, in Charlie Brooker's Nathan Barley, and also she's in Gavin and Stacey. But I found it fascinating to know that she's never appeared on panel shows, and they're really the go-to staple.
For UK comedians, especially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and in UK celebrity and the TV landscape. So instead, Julia Davis has built this mythology for herself around this very grotesque form of comedy that unearths the stigmatized and the taboo. I think she's also a lot like Sharon Horgan of the brilliant, brutally romantic comedy Catastrophe.
Yeah, which is about an older couple becoming parents for the first time.
Yes, they have a similar approach to comedy and life. I think that, you know, the more horrendous it is, the funnier it is.
I have to say,
that's really the storytelling.
You could hear
logic.
Me laughing when I was watching this in the office.
Yeah, I could.
Sally Forever. I also recommend it. It's cringe inducing, but I think it's very good, up there with the best of that style of British humour. On the screen show, my name's Jason DeRosso, and I'm talking to our resident TV critic, Lauren Carol Harris. We've just been talking about Sally Forever, which is available on Foxtel's Fox Showtime Showcase. Pardon me. Now to a comedy which I guess you really best describe as a dramedy, because it isn't laugh out loud.
It's not. And it also throws out the conventional beats of comedy, but in a totally different way than Sally Forever. It's more absurd, and it's HBO's High Maintenance, also on Foxtel's Fox Showcase channel here. And it made me think about what Julia Louis-Dreyfus said about Seinfeld when she first read the script. She said that she found Seinfeld to be such a relaxed form of comedy, you know, just people talking in diners saying, hey, what do you want to do today? I don't know. What do you want to do today?
Show about nothing.
Yeah,
and yet,
exactly. Without those kind of suffocating punchlines where you feel like there kind of should be a laugh track. Well, High Maintenance really takes that go nowhere hangout vibe to the next level.
Well, I guess it is a stoner comedy.
Yeah, it's a kind of high concept thing in a way, where there's a guy called The Guy, and he's a weed dealer in New York City.
Now, this is the bald guy with the big
beard. With a big beard.
Who's something of a kind of alt sex symbol, or a hipster sex symbol a little
bit. He doesn't give a damn, you know? And the concept is that we get to see the lives of his customers as he rides through New York. In the later season, that's the third season, his bike is replaced with an RV.
Like a Winnebago.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you get around New York in a Winnebago?
Well, he parks it, and that's his shop front, you might say.
Parking, amazing. yeah, go on.
And I actually found it hard to pick a brilliant clip for you to listen to, Jason, because High Maintenance, you know, it's not verbal, it's visual in its humour. Its creators really conceive of comedy and of TV as not being a dialogue-driven vehicle. But here we go. Let's take a listen to the third season of High Maintenance. It's where he encounters a new customer in his RV who's also a love interest.
Funny thing I didn't mention is that I'm pregnant.
Really?
Yep.
Is that a good thing?
Messy? It's pretty messy. It's my ex's, so.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I will be.
You know what they say about pregnancies is no big deal.
They do say that, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. Languid. Has that stone yeah. Look, for those on the surface, it's a show about drug use, but what you know, and a lot of us may not be comfortable with that actually, but what is it actually about on a deeper level?
I wouldn't say the subject matter is smoking. The subject matter is not drugs. That's just an inroad to explore people in their houses and their lives and a broad cross-section of society. I mean, you have to...
And it is a broad cross-section, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, talk through the sort of people we'll meet.
All different hierarchies and classes.
Ages.
You know, I think that you have to remember that the US has a very different culture around marijuana use than us, especially in New York State, different levels of decriminalization and permission and legalization. But I'd say that this show has a very varied and diverse view. It's not a stoner comedy at all, and it's not saying that there's one stereotype.
It's not sort of glamorizing.
No, absolutely not. It's just about people's lives, I would say.
Mm. It's also a bit like Broad City, and it is one of this new raft of shows that kind of, you know, it was a web series before making the leap to a major TV station. I mean, this is interesting, isn't it?
I think that's why it feels different. They're not people who've been trained in writers' rooms. They have their own approach. So it is an anthology show in that each episode is a self-contained vignette which tells a new story of a new person. I mean, Black Mirror is probably the most famous anthology show at the moment, partly because its themes of disaster are so famous right now. But, you know, High Maintenance has a totally different take in that it takes away plot and narrative and just expresses a character-driven point of view. It doesn't have the rigid rules of normal TV, which I think has very often been structured around twists on quite formulaic and airless commercial, you know, medical dramas or legal dramas or family sitcoms.
And again, High Maintenance is so beautiful because I think it's a great character piece. I mean, the first episode of this new series 3, starts with a death. I mean, we'll start. It's a bit like the beginning of a cold case drama, where we meet this character. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, a bit of a spoiler, but he dies within, I think, the first 5 or 6 minutes, and then we discover more about him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So but in a really loose and open and expansive way. And I think that's not that's excellent. It's definitely not a popular or common way of approaching storytelling here in Australia.
Yeah, I love that it's also created by Ben Sinclair and Katja Blichfeld. I think I'm pronouncing that name right. Creative couple, used to be married.
Used to be married.
So does this mean if you're a married couple and you produce a web series, it'll break you up?
How
long have they been broken up? Because they used to be married, but yeah.
They broke up just as season 2 was starting. And I think really this has brought something quite unique to the comedy and to the creativity here, because they bonded over their love of sketch comedy and marijuana. They married quickly. And he's a very laid-back, irreverent dude who plays the guy as well as writing
it. Ben Sinclair.
Yeah, and Katja Blichfeld describes herself as this highly anxious woman who was raised religious. So they self-funded this basically low budget masterpiece, uploaded it to Vimeo.
Do you think it's that good masterpiece?
I think it's pretty up there. It's actually, it's not following the prestige TV model. And I love that. You know, I think too often we associate prestige TV with high production values, which really can be a bit assimilating in that it can make everything look like
very
a high-end TV.
Very nicely lit, a high-end TV commercial. I mean, this is kind of shot in that sort of naturalist way, available light.
Yep.
It's beautifully shot.
But it's not too shiny, and it's not highly... it's a different approach to creating drama. It's very inventive, very individual. And I think, you know, though I say it's not stoner comedy, it does have that train of thought.
Goes off on tangent.
Yeah.
Tell me about their marriage breakup, though, just briefly, because their marriage breakup
they
kind
said
of
it
served
affected.
As fodder.
Yes, exactly. They said that in season two, they noticed that they were writing people who were trying to extract themselves from relationships.
Situations.
Yeah, and so I think that's something about their fused and then separated way of being in the world that makes for a really non-judgmental, observant show that also... It's a portrait of a city, a portrait of New York City,
yep.
through its individuals. And you get this beautiful sense of weirdos in a big place, but living these isolated lives.
In boxes.
In these little boxes.
Box
exactly.
Well,
lofts, apartments, friends' couches. But they're also bonded in ways they don't realize. They're going through the same things at the same time, and they're linked by the guy, by their drug dealer. I do actually think it's totally up there.
So two shows you should check out, High Maintenance and Sally Forever. They're both on...
On Foxtel's Fox Showcase channel.
Okay. And if you're listening and you have seen both High Maintenance and Sally Forever and want to comment on our discussion today, you can contact us on Twitter at Arts on RN. Lauren Carol Harris and me, Jason DeRosso, are both on Twitter at individual accounts, personal accounts as well. You can also write to us at artsonrn, all one word, artsonrn@abc.net.au. Lauren Carol Harris, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Jason.
Lauren Carol Harris, TV critic with us here each week on The Screen Show.